Murphy to Henry. High lob in the middle. McCray got room around Means. Left side, good. And Shaq comes in and immediately gets 4 points. So it's 11-7 now. With 4:17 remaining in ULM on the attack. And Mill McCray still first in Sunbelt and block shots with 1.9. There's Clark in the paint. She has to kick it out to Means. And Clark gets it back with 13 on the shot. And here's Lunsford over to Fitch on the far side. Back to Means. Means wanted to lob in, but Murphy got it. Now coming in is Lunsford. Lunsford's got it. She has to go to the elbow. Gets it around Mill McCray. And I think we had a shot clock violation. Yep, that's the second shot clock violation before Mill McCray can pick up a foul. Your officials today, Missy Brooks is your head ref, helped out by Neonta Williams and Ashley Gilpin. And Georgia State gets the ball with 3:50 remaining. They're up by 4, 11-7. 4 points for Georgia State coming out of the timeout. There's Lewis to the near wing. Now high lob into Shaq. Shaq goes to a double team, can't get the shot to go, but I think she got fouled on the weak side. That's going to go against Means. And that means that Mill McCray will have two foul shots. 50% shooter. Again, only averaging about 3.2 points. And Mill McCray, first shot is hit right, kick left. Mill McCray's season tie so far. 13 against Florida Atlantic. The only time she's been in double figure, she makes that one, though. That gives her five of the day. 5 points for Mill McCray coming out of the break. 12-7 now. Favorite Georgia State, 3:30 remaining. New player in for ULM. It's number 21, Logan Ostrich. Her name is not spelled like the bird, but just pronounced like it. There's a three ball from Lunsford. It's drifting right. Hits off the rim. Foul away from the basketball, though, on Kiara Henry. That'll be the 15th foul, if it is, so Warhawks will be shooting. And they're going to put Clark on the line. Well, not the person you want to see going to the line in this situation. And Clark puts it up. It's good. She's made 5 points all from the charity stripe. So it's 12-8 with 3:19. And that one's off to the right. And Middlebrooks with the rebound. She feeds an outlet to Murphy. And Murphy was going to slow it up. So it was going to go in, but she slows it up. 12-8. Henry at the top. Now to Lewis on the far side. Lobbing it in for Mill McCray. They want to exploit that. Now she throws Mill McCray with a pass looking for Murphy. But Shaq literally throws it to the first row. I think she was trying to throw it to a saxophone player in the pep band. That's what it looked like. I mean, she just had a lot of mustard on that one. Mill McCray already with a rebound. Georgia State out-rebounding the Hawks, 6-3. Lunsford, they want to go inside, but right now it's Fitch with it. 18 on the shot. There go to Ostrich with a bullet pass to Mill McCray. Shaq goes around her, but it's left side. Means had it. Now Clark has it. It's wrenched out of her hands. It'll stay with Georgia. It'll stay with ULM. Now the referees are going to confer. It's Gilpin talking with Brooks. Everybody's saying they got it. And I think they're going to check the replay monitor. So we've got a replay monitor break with 2:44 remaining to see indeed whose hands was the last to touch. Well, we're going to have basketball tomorrow, surprisingly enough. Georgia State takes on. It will be Monroe basketball with 2:44 to go. And are they going to chase the shot clock? No, they're not. They'll leave it at 30. Clark's going to inbound. Clark gets it in. Means slapped at it. And Means gets it back in the paint. Slings it out to Ostrich. To Lunsford. Now Fitch. So they'll reset the offense. 12-8. You know, I think the Warhawks only have one field goal. They do. They're 1-for-8. Foul shooting is made it as close as it is. Here's Ostrich on the far side. It's tipped back to Fitch, and Ostrich's going to hang on to it with 11 seconds. Now Fitch has it. Fitch with a bounce pass. Clark's got it on the baseline. She goes in around the line, tries to get around Kiara Henry, does, and that's her first field goal today. So Clark with seven. That's the second field goal for Ursula Clark, making a homecoming, as it were. She's out of Douglasville, just to the west of where we are. Now Georgia State with the ball down by two. Middlebrooks with a high lob into Walnetto Wright, and that's good on the right side. Wright with a pair, 14-10. Wright came in for Millen McCray. So it's Wright, Middlebrooks, Murphy, Henry, and Irvin. Jada Lewis out as well, along with K.K. Williams. And Ursula Clark raises her front foot before she drives in. Back to the Panthers with 1:47 to go. Already five turnovers for the Warhawks, seven turnovers for Georgia State. Panthers being a little sloppy with the basketball, but their defense has been exceptional. 2 of 9 from the floor. However, that's 6 of 8 from the line. Getting a little close, and the referees are calling it. We'll see if they continue to call throughout the game. Panther basketball with 100 ticks remaining. Here's Irvin across the giant Panther head. Now Williams came in for Henry, and it's Murphy at the top. Now Williams on the far side. Murphy again from McDonough, and Murphy's going to back it out. Williams hasn't taken a shot yet. Now a bounce pass inside to Williams on the post. She gets around Means like she's standing still. Can't get the ball to fall. And foul on the floor. I think it's going to be on Means. Nope, it's on Lunsford. That's two on her. Team third. Then they have four. Do I have four? Yeah, I got four. So Lunsford comes out. Fitch comes back in. And Panthers will inbound with 80 seconds to go. But they reset the shot. Back out to Irvin from Williams. Williams hit her first 5 3-pointers. That's something she's never done. It'd be interesting to see what happens when she gets if she gets a shot today. Murphy to KK on the wing. Now Williams is going to drive. Trying to get around. Trying to get around. Clark does. Will Dipsy do it and drop it in? Williams with her first 2 points. And Georgia State with a 4-0 run. 16-10 with a minute to go. Next foul will put the Panthers in the bonus. Clark, she's guarded by Murphy and Williams. They keep forcing her back. Clark puts the ball on the hardwood. She's got to do something to get rid of it. Does. Finds Fitch. Now Fitch drives in. Loses the ball. Too strong. Williams comes up to it. Murphy on the outlet. Murphy goes up left side. Fouled by Ursula Clark. She says she got all ball. Referees disagree. And it'll be Janessa to the line. Murphy, 3.5.3 rebounds. 32% from the floor, but 82.4% from the line. Tallahassee Beauty College. Well, there. First one is good. Well, you heard the one ULM fan trying to psych out Murphy. She's on that far side. Must be a relative of Ursula Clark. There's a couple of maroon jerseys out there. That one's going to hit off the front edge, not go. And it'll be Wright getting the rebound before she goes out of bounds. Slings into the half court. And it'll be Irvin getting it, but they get it for a half court violation. Wright tried to keep it in bounds. But again, that long pass over Middlebrooks' head. And it'll be ULM ball. There's about 3 seconds differential on the clock. 17-10. And ULM dead last in the conference in scoring. Third from the bottom in defense. So all of the Warhawks games kind of grinded out affairs. Again, a 3 second differential, and it's just Fitch dribbling aimlessly in the backcourt. Now they'll get going with Clark having it as the clock goes down to 10. Shot at 5. Clark wants to get Ostrich to set a straight. She doesn't. Back out to Fitch. Fitch goes to Williams, and no shot clock violation. But now Georgia State can. It's 2.7 seconds to go. Georgia State thought that was the end of the quarter. So they go to the huddle, and Gene Hill's got to tell you, no, there's still 3 seconds to do something with this one. Well, but still, 3.7 of a second back on. KK's got to get it into Middlebrooks. Middlebrooks has to put it up. She does from half court. It's wide right. And that'll do it for your first frame. Well, Georgia State had a 7-0 run and then a 5-0 run led by Shaq Miller-McCray. And after 10 minutes, it's 17-10 Georgia State. And we'll have more after this on the Georgia State Basketball Radio Network.
How do you become America's best-selling?